There's the band that's going to sell out the Dome later this year. You too. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The show that is actually cooler than other radio shows. When it's 110 degrees outside, if you get closer to your radio, you'll feel the coolness coming right off there. It's like our friend Dave from Breezy Buddy. With the fan built right into the pillow or the chair. Same thing. It's a cooler radio show, which you're welcome to be a part of when we play the Harris Challenge right now. Phone lines are open, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. It's the topical trivia game everyone loves to play, so here's your chance to not only play, but to win fabulous prize packages chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Only somebody made a beer-flavored donut or a donut-flavored beer.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And I failed to get you the movies that were playing at the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes, you did.
This afternoon. I have fallen down on my job.
I'll tell you what. You go on with what the big prize is.
Okay.
That people will get if they get a clean sweep, and I'll see if I can find the Skyline schedule.
If they, Skyview.
Skyview, that's what I meant.
If they get the clean sweep, this is what you're going to get. And you have to be 21 or older. Clean sweep will win you the bonus prize. The prize includes a Hollywood Casino package, and it will give you two tickets to any summer concert at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino restaurants for the pre-show dining, shuttle service to and from Hollywood Casino for the amphitheater there and back, and then you get free parking right there at the casino, a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino and Hotel, which just had a $73 million renovation.
Yep.
Not reservation, a renovation.
Yeah. So that's what you'll get if you get all the questions correct on the Harris Challenge today.
Yeah.
And at the Skyview Drive-In, on screen number one, you've got Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets and Spider-Man Homecoming. And on the other one, you've got War for the Planet of the Apes and Despicable Me 3.
Ah.
That's the Skyview Drive-In, 7 nights a week all summer long. Your choice of two. Count them, two double features under the stars, like, or at least with the air conditioning on a night like tonight.
Yes.
So that's what you're playing for on the Harris Challenge, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Congratulations on being named after a failed McLean Stevenson show. Yes,
thank you.
That's me, the master of the 40-year-old references.
That's right.
Larry, for getting on the challenge, you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to my wife, Debbie, and her friend, Susie, who I know are listening to your show, as well as my sister, Linda, who also listens.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, ladies, for tuning in. And, Larry, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. There are going to be 5 contestants today, so there'll be 5 categories, but you only get your choice of 3. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? And then category 2, John McCain's brain. As you may know, he was diagnosed with brain cancer a couple of days ago. And category 3, watching O.J.'s parole hearing reminded me of. Which one would you like, Larry?
Let's go with watching O.J.'s parole hearing.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie was Ellis Redding finally let out of a prison in Maine by the parole board and made his way to Zihuatanejo, Mexico?
Was that Shawshank Redemption?
That's right. Which businesswoman, writer, and TV personality served 10 months in prison in 2004 for obstructing justice for selling shares of a stock right before its price plummeted?
Martha Stewart.
Correct. Which star of the movie Blade did 28 months in the slammer for tax evasion?
Oh,
you can pass if you want.
Pass.
Who won the very first season of Survivor and then spent 51 months in prison for not paying taxes on his $1 million prize?
First name is Richard. Richard somebody. I pass on that.
Which record producer and creator of the Wall of Sound was sentenced to 19 years to life for killing actress Lana Clarkson in 2003?
Pass on that.
Can't go back. Time ran out.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes was the Blade star.
Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch was the Survivor star.
Richard Hatch.
And okay. Phil Spector was the record producer with that ridiculous frizzy hair when he showed up in court.
Should have picked another category.
Yeah, well, maybe you would have done better. Here, you didn't do so well, Larry. Only 3 points, and that, of course, is not at the 8-plus prize level. So below that threshold, I have to punish you. And I was thinking, what can we use as punishment music this week? I try to make it thematic if I can, or topical if I can, tie it into something that's going on. What can we do here? Let's see. What movies are opening? Oh, yeah, Dunkirk. Kirk. Mm-hmm. William Shatner.
Oh, boy.
He's Dunkirk for 50 years.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Quite slowly.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
All right, that's enough, Larry. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Here's contestant number two. Hi, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bob. You want to plug something?
Well, I'd like to say that it's a balmy 95 degrees out here at Innsbruck, as opposed to 10 whatever back in the SCL.
Yeah. Balmy and 95.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the humidity is only 1,600%, so it's comfortable.
There you go. It's all good.
Which category do you want, Bob? We have you been paying attention, John McCain's brain, or our new third category, recognition for Martin Landau?
Let's go with it. Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who resigned as White House press secretary today?
Sean Spicer.
Correct. A bag used 48 years ago this week to carry dust was sold for $1.8 million in an auction in New York City this week. What made it so valuable?
It was moon dust.
That's correct. What musical group was Chester Bennington lead singer of before he hanged himself this week? The Lumineers, Linkin Park, or Imagine Dragons?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park is right. Who announced this week that he'll return as the host of ABC's revival of American Idol?
Oh, pass.
How old was the stegomastodon fossil a 10-year-old boy found when he tripped while hiking with his family in New Mexico? 100,000 years, a million years, or 10 million years?
10 million years.
1 million. Who's that American Idol host who's coming back for ABC's version next year?
Oh, what is his name? Oh, my goodness.
Down with Kelly Ripa.
Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest out!
I thought it was Brian Dunkelman.
No, I would have accepted that. If you could have pulled that one out, I would have taken that. Bob, you got the one and the two and the three, and then the wheels came off, and so only 6 points, and that means I have to punish you as well.
Cellophane flowers of yellow and green. Towering over your head.
Wait for the echo.
Look for the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone.
Okay. Sorry about that, Bob. Have a good weekend. You know, he was on pace there. I thought we were going to have the big winner.
I know.
I thought we were going to have it there. Okay, let's go to contestant three. Hello, Kim.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, nothing. I just want to say I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
This is the first time I've used my new headphones to use the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if the technology makes you a winner. Which category do you want? John McCain's brain, recognition for Martin Landau, or the new third category, Billboard's highest paid musical acts?
Oh, wow. Billboard, I guess.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which female superstar tops the list with $62.1 million in income last year, the vast majority of which came from her Formation World Tour?
Pass.
Who Made $40.4 from touring, his long-awaited autobiography, and a box set celebrating the 35th anniversary of his album, The River.
Pass.
He chose the category of her own free will. Which Rolling in the Deep singer is rolling in the dough from touring and selling more albums last year than anyone else? Adele is right. Which band led by Chris Martin had a huge 2016, starting with the Super Bowl 50 halftime show?
Pass.
Which piano-playing singer-songwriter made $23.6 million last year despite not having produced an album of new material since 1993?
Billy Joel.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who had that Formation World Tour and made 62 mil? Anytime you hear the words female superstar and they made more money than anybody else, the answer is always Beyonce.
Oh, dear.
Bruce Springsteen.
Out of my genre.
Bruce Springsteen is the one who released the box set of The River and toured and wrote his autobiography. And Chris Martin is in Coldplay. So let's see how you did here, Kim. You got the 3 and the 5. Hey, that's 8 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations. Nicely done. Hang on.
My first time.
Yeah, nicely done. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll bring in our fourth contestant, and that's you, Ross. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to plug something?
It's just, have a cold day.
That would be so nice, wouldn't it? All right.
It will be soon.
Two categories left. John McCain's brain or recognition for Martin Landau.
Let's do John McCain's brain.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Ross. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did he choose as his running mate when he was the GOP presidential nominee in 2008?
That would be... Pass.
In what branch of the military was he serving when he was taken prisoner by the North Vietnamese for 5 years?
Marines.
He was a naval aviator. Who defeated him in the Republican primaries in 2000 and then went on to become that party's presidential nominee?
Pass.
What's the name of the other senator known for authoring the Bipartisan Campaign Act of 2002 with John McCain?
Pass.
What nickname, taken from a Chevy Chase, Martin Short, Steve Martin movie, was given to John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham while they were all in the Senate?
My brain hurts. I'm sorry. Pass.
We're going back to the one-pointer. Who did he choose as his running mate in 2008 when he was GOP presidential nominee?
Well, she's from Wasilla, Alaska.
Yes. And her name is? Sarah? I think it's funny, in a category called John McCain's brain, he's having a brain freeze. Sarah Palin is her name. The guy who beat him in the Republican primaries in 2000 and went on to become the party nominee was George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Russ Feingold was the co-author of that legislation called McCain-Feingold. And the movie that was also the name, the nickname for McCain, Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham was Three Amigos.
Gotcha.
Ross, that goose egg on the scoreboard is all yours, buddy. Earn
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Earn it. Live with it. Be proud of it, and also be punished.
No.
Horse people eat marshmallow pies.
Okay.
It's hard to believe he never got a singing career.
I know.
You know what's ironic about it? He actually did. Doing stuff like he had like 3 albums and all those Priceline commercials.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Like I said, he said another cold day.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron. One category left here. Recognition for Martin Landau, the great actor who died last weekend at the age of 89. This is about movies and TV shows he's known for. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When Landau won an Oscar for Tim Burton's Ed Wood, who played the title character?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. But what 1960s TV drama was Landau nominated 3 years in a row for playing Roland Hand?
Pass.
When he was nominated for an Oscar for Tucker, The Man and His Dream, who played Tucker?
Pass.
When he was nominated for an Oscar for Crimes and Misdemeanors, who was his writer-director?
Pass again.
For which of these cable TV shows was he nominated for a Primetime Emmy? Was it The Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, or Entourage?
6 Feet Under.
Entourage. Back to the two-pointer. What was that 60s TV drama where he played Roland Hand and got nominated for an Emmy 3 years in a row?
Not sure. I can't think of it.
Well, here comes the buzzer.
And from...
No, yeah.
It wasn't?
It was Mission Impossible.
Oh, Mission Impossible. That's right.
You're thinking of Robert Vaughn as Napoleon Solo and David McCallum as Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah.
That was the Man from U.N.C.L.E., but this was Mission Impossible. Tucker was played by Jeff Bridges, and Woody Allen wrote and directed Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Not a great day for challenge contestants. Another punishee with only 1 point. This is for you, Ken.
Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away.
You know
climb
what they said
back with your head in the clouds
about Lucy and the Sky with Diamonds, what it meant. Sounds
that,
like
that story about the LSD thing is not true.
I know.
It sure sounds like Shatner believed it.
Yes.
That's how he would act if he was pretending to be on LSD. Quadruple punishment day. Not too good. Well, we'll try it again next week. We do the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on harrisonline.com.